Flaming Network, an online network aimed at setting men on fire through the media sphere.
Hallelujah. Somebody shout excess. I am going on the wing of that word. That's a prophetic word. Hallelujah. Is God not good? Look at the miracles last night. Clap for God if you want to clap. If you have never, thank you, if you have never been sick before, you will never understand the miracle of healing. But you don't need to be sick to understand. When God healed his people, it's a big deal. Celebrate Jesus. Not even enough to express our gratitude for all the healings since we started this retreat. Thank you is not enough. Please, can you help me shout and celebrate Jesus? We are grateful. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. We do not take it for granted, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. I want to thank God for the opportunity to be here today. I want to thank God for YMRL 2021. Wow. I saw the overflow at the Teens Auditorium when I watched online. The only thing you could just say is, wow. Pastor Daniel Lawande, thank you. You know, I feel like crying right now. Thank you. Thank you. But I know when God wants to say thank you, he doesn't speak English. May God thank you for us. May God thank you for us. I have 3 boys. I gave birth to all boys. My sons adore him. My sons, they adore him. Every day they talk about him. 2 days ago, Tomiwa was still talking about him. He said, I don't understand, mommy. I know him. Among all the people that in your life, it's Pastor Daniel's life that is just amazing. I don't understand. How did he blow? That was the English he used. I said, in the kingdom, we don't blow, we grow. Thank you. Before I preach, we are going to do something. Moses prayed for the Israelites when God was angry with them, isn't it? And God changed his mind. But when God was angry with Moses, there was nobody to intercede. I am sure if the Israelites had interceded for their pastor, maybe God would have changed his mind and say, Moses, okay, you can enter. We love to collect and collect and collect we do not understand the place of giving. I'm talking of intercession now. Before I preach, all of us, we are going to pray for Pastor Daniel and his wife. How many of us, we do it from our hearts? I trust you. We are going to pray for them. This fire will not stop burning. This fire will not be interrupted. This move will not stop. The two of them, God will be kind to them. Are you ready to pray for them? I want you to pray with the whole of your hearts. Once I say one, two, go, just begin to pray. My Father, we lift your servant and his wife and her daughter and his children to you, Lord. We pray that this fire will continually burn, and this fire will not be rudely interrupted, and you will be unusually kind to their family. Open your mouth, one, two, go. Begin to pray and intercede for this family. In the name of Jesus, we pray for you, God's servant and your wife. The fire that God has started will not be rudely interrupted. This fire will not stop burning. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. This move will not stop. From glory to glory. Advancement every year. Greater heights in the name of Jesus. The Lord will keep you. In the name of Jesus. The Lord will protect you and your family. In the name of Jesus. God will be unusually kind to you. God will be unusually kind to your wife. God will be unusually kind to your children. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, you will not disappear like smoke. The Lord will uphold you with his right hand of righteousness. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord will increase your wisdom. The wisdom of God upon your life will increase. The grace of God upon your life will increase. The Lord will sustain you. The Lord will uphold you. Ashiri ota onipo ninu aye yin. Ashiri okuku onipo ninu aye yin. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Leria kasa tamanda bosha. Lekeri masande. Can you please pray some more? Whatever the Holy Spirit is laying in your heart, please intercede for this family. Leria kasa tayana mashanda. Please, church, can we pray for our pastor? Pray for him and his wife and children. Rabba Santo Lekeri Namashada. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Lord, as we are declared in your ear, so shall it be. Concerning your servant and his family, as a church, we raise intercession for them. Lord, honor our voice today. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We return the glory to you. Amen. Celebrate Jesus and take your seat. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for Pastor Daniel Olawande. I could preach him for this 1 hour I have to teach. Thank God for his life. Unfortunately, we cannot raise believers the way you were raised now. Though some people are willing to be raised, somehow they are trying to bend so many things so that they don't run away, so that we don't lose them. Praise the Lord. this man served. I don't know what he saw in my life, because at that time there was no color in my life. My life had no color. But when I saw him, I saw greatness. And because of the greatness I saw in him, I took interest to partner with God to raise him to some extent. Because I saw greatness in his life. He was telling you a story. When he came back, I asked him, I said, "You come back?" He said, "Yes, Mama, I came back." I said, "Wow. I thought you would run away." I was expecting it. Because that's what we do. But David said, "Let the righteous smite me. It will be an oil of gladness." You want to increase in anointing? Sit down and take instructions. David said, "Let the righteous smite me. It will be an oil of gladness." Greatness is not bad in the place of comfort. It is pain and pressure that births newness and greatness. When you see a woman that is traveling, trying to bring forth, she's in pain. Because a new life is about to emerge. So I knew. And I saw that greatness. And I told him, "You will go far. And your journey will not be cut short." And can I shock you? You have not seen anything yet. God has not even started. Watch out and see. Hallelujah. Thank God for your life, sir. Thank God for your life. Like you said, I had a monthly program then when I was in Ondo State. All I needed to do is to pick my diary and my Bible and come to the hall to teach. Daniel will take care of everything. He will close from his own church, where he is a minister, an ESCO rather, and make sure everything about direction for single is fixed, the venue, the bus. Today I saw the driver, the man that used to drive the bus in RCF. He will make sure everything is fixed. You will scold him, he will not get angry. You will rebuke him, he will not go. When he comes to my house, 12 midnight, he's still watching a channel, every channel that has to do with the word of God and healing. That's what he watches. So when I come out, I see the TV is still working. I come out and, "Daniel, you didn't sleep." He said, "Mama, I'm still watching. Mama, the grace of God upon this man of God is mighty." You will look like what you look at. Don't envy anybody. Excuse me. You don't know where they are coming from, and you don't know the investments they have made into their lives. There is no accidental arrival. Kama Shandebo. There is no accidental arrival in the kingdom. Okay, may I introduce this kingdom to you? Colossians chapter 1 verse 13 talks about two kingdoms: the kingdom of God and the kingdom of darkness. In this kingdom of God, God does not throw people up. He lifts people. There is no coincidental fame, coincidental greatness, accidental emergence. David got to the battlefield. He threw a stone and Goliath died. Saul was envying him. Do you know where that guy is coming from? That guy has fought a bear because of an animal. That guy has fought a lion because of an animal. God was taking record. There is no record keeper as good as God. The Bible says before him, actions are weighed. God weighs actions. David was in the bush. A bear came to take the sheep. He risked his life for the bear. God was taking record. A lion came. He killed Goliath and Saul was angry. Excuse me, sir. You are tall. You are an army. You have been in the NDA. And so, sir, I am coming from somewhere. I have been at the back of the desert. I have been building and investing into myself. He says, sir, when a bear came to tore my father's sheep that was put in my care, I said, not under my watch. I tore the bear. When a lion came, I said, not under my watch. I tore the lion. So I said, Even me, I've never seen a bear before. He said, yes, sir. I am coming from somewhere. I did not get here accidentally. I have a history. My record is with God, the one who sees in secret and reward in the open. I have been before his eyes. He's been taking records. Lariama Shatayada. There are 50 people here. Hear me. You are the one your generation has been waiting for. Do you know the secret? Is what I'm about to share with you now. Kama Shatter. I showed Dr. Susan. I showed you the picture, one of the pictures that we took on campus yesterday while we were coming from Lagos. Thank God for where we are today and for where God is taking us to. And help me celebrate. There are many miracles in life, brethren. There are many miracles in life. But one of the miracles in life is a good marriage. I am melancholy, and by my temperament, I don't know how to praise people, and I don't know how to lie. I don't know how to amplify things. But the truth is that, Daniel, you married right. I have watched this lady. When he came to me, and he said, Mama, I've found a wife. I understood why every mother-in-law are always afraid. I was like, God, who is this girl? I said, Daniel, some people that carry fire, when they marry, did I not tell you? I said, the fire will start going down. I said, I don't want your case to be like that. He said, Mama, no, this lady fear God. I said, are you sure? I have watched her. Daniel, you are blessed. You are blessed, though. She is the definition of a pastor's wife. You will think she went to a school to learn being a pastor's wife. That's what you would think. You would think she learned it somewhere. Her courage, her humility, the way she talks, her patience, her calmness. That's who a pastor's wife should be. Sometimes I'm asking myself, did she go for training? Where they taught her to be? May God bless you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for standing by him. Thank you for disappointing my fears. God bless you. Please celebrate her for me. People are saying, Maje, won't you teach? I'm like that, so I love to celebrate people. I came here with my PA, a wonderful gift to my life. Dr. Susan Erex. Please let me celebrate her. Thank you, thank you. Thank you for driving me yesterday. I was almost sleeping on the steering. She said, Mama, come down, let me drive. And she drove me from Ikorodu down here yesterday. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. All the team, the technical, the media, everyone working to make this program a success. God bless you. Weapons of war. We called it weapons of war because there is a war. The Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 12, fight the good fight of faith. It is only in the kingdom that our fight is good. You know why our fight is good? Like Pastor Daniel said in one of my meetings, he said because we are fighting from victory. Our fight is a good fight. But there are weapons to fight it. When I was growing up, there's this music I used to hear. Timbamo pe ogun laye o mba ma ti mura sile lati igba ewe mba ti wa ada oko. You know, if he knew the life was a battlefield, he would have looked for bat, for cutlass, for dagger, for axe. Unfortunately, those are not the weapons we fight with here. The weapons of our warfare, they are not physical, but they are mighty. So there is a war. There is a fight. And today I want to talk in the aspect of marriage. John chapter 16 verse 33 says, these things I have spoken to you, that in me you will have peace, but in the world you have tribulation. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. There is victory if you use the right weapon. If you use the right weapon, there is victory. So, what are the weapons I will need to experience a victorious marital life? Like I said before, a good marriage is one of the miracles God must give you in life. And it is not just God alone that you must walk towards. A good marriage. Hear me. When a marriage is troubled, that life is troubled. Why? Because marriage is a container that carries every other aspect of your life. The moment you get married, that marriage carries other aspects of your life. Marriage is a container. A student failed in her exams. She said it was that period that her marriage was tough and shaking. She could not concentrate to read. And so she failed. Why? Because marriage is a container. A banker made a mistake. Instead of 10,000 naira, you wrote 100,000. And he said it was because my wife troubled me that money before I left for work. Because marriage is a container. There are people that close from their office and don't want to return home. Because there is no home to return to. They have a home that is not homely. Let me show you an illustration. Give me, Dr. Erex, give me that, the container and that water. I want to show you something. Just a pictorial, you know, explanation of what I mean by marriage is a container. Look at this container. Can you see what is inside? No. It's empty. This container is empty. This is marriage. So when you get married, the day you get married, open that water. The day you get married, you bring your ministry inside. Pour some. Your ministry is inside. Your career is carrying it. Your business is inside. Your studies, if you're a student and you are married, is inside. You can't see it, but something is inside. If this container starts leaking, what happens to what is inside? If this container crack, what happens to the content inside? You must be careful to make sure this container is a fit container that can carry the content of your life. Because not every container can carry the content of your life. There is a limit to the content this container can take. Once it gets to that limit, that's marriage. You can't see it, but everything is here. Make sure the container is not cracked. Make sure it's not leaking. Else, everything will leak out. So before you get married, ask yourself, can this container carry the content of my life? So what are the weapons you will need? Hear me, young people. Hello, everybody, look at me. Don't joke with relationship. There is nobody that their life got destroyed without a relationship. And there is nobody that their life got better without a relationship. Don't joke with relationships. Because anybody you are in relationship with is taking you somewhere. Ask me where they are taking you to. They are taking you to where they are going. That's it. It's where they are going, they are taking you to. Jonah entered into that boat and all of them lost their properties because they carried the wrong person. Bible said they threw all their properties away just to make the boat come. They lost everything before they discovered that this is the wrong person in this boat. But they already lost everything. Some people lost their fallopian tube before they realized that they were with the wrong person. Some people lost their virginity. Some even lost their lives. Relationship is powerful. Relationship is a weapon. It's a weapon in the hand of the devil and it's a weapon in the hand of God. Mention somebody in the scripture that God did not put a relationship in their life. Mention someone who got destroyed in the scripture without a relationship. But let's leave that. I want to share some few weapons with you. Number one, to have a great marriage, whether you are married or you are not married, number one, a positive perspective about marriage. Your life will go in the direction of your thoughts. I have never said anything bad about marriage. When I was growing up, the only thing, I have never joined people that say marriage, marriage is terrible. Marriage is tough. If you see a good man, you are lucky. Excuse me, sir. There is no luck in the Bible. There is no luck in the kingdom. There is no luck. She is lucky. Mm-mm. She's not lucky. She is intentional. She's not lucky. He's not lucky. People who are enjoying their marriages are doing something that those who are not enjoying it are not doing. You can't continue to do the same thing and expect a different result. Did you hear what I said? You can't continue to do the same thing and expect a different result. So I always say something great about marriage. So when I wanted to get married and I introduced my husband to my family, and my mom said, he's a poor pastor. He will not be able to take care of you. I said, Mom, he has a future. Since it is God that has called him, and that God has confirmed to me that he's my servant. God does not call people to shame. I know that about him. I do not believe because he told me he's called. I have gone to ask God, did you call him? Because some people, they are the ones that call themselves. And God said, yes, I called him. Elton settled. If God has called him, he will not call him to shame. My mom said, you are a small girl. Hey, all these men, when they become rich, they will forget their wife. I said, unfortunately, my own case is different. When he becomes rich, I'm the first he will remember. Do you see my perspective? It was always positive. Positive perspective. Because God is committed to your expectations. Jesus, his place. Praise God. God is what? Committed to your expectations. Caleb and Joshua, there were many that went to spy the land. But when they came back, sir, when they came back, only Joshua and Caleb brought a different news. Abby, they said, we are able. Now, I noticed something from that scripture, man. Joshua and Caleb did not talk about those mighty giants that they saw. They didn't mention them. Only one report they brought. We can overcome. We can take it. Others said, but we saw giants. He said, They did not announce what they saw. They announced what they wanted to see. You think God does not know that there are troubles on the journey he has put you? When God is calling you, he will never tell you about the process. He will just say, come, my son. I'm bringing you to a place of greatness. Process, he can't leave it because it doesn't matter. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, he said, God created heavens and the earth. But the earth was without form, void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. Verse 2. And the Spirit of God began to move over the face of the deep. And God said, this is darkness. Let there be light. Abi? No. And God said, let there be light. He saw darkness, but he announced what he wanted to see. Every day, I am seeing on social media how their marriages are breaking like biscuits. But I'm telling you, my marriage will be so sweet that devil will give me an award. Satan will give me an award. Because I am intentional about my marriage. I am taking conscious steps. My head is correct. And the words that I speak are correct. When God came down, what did God say? God said, Joshua and Caleb, I will take them to where they have been. Others will die like they have said. So anywhere God will take you to, you must have gone there in your mind before he will take you there. You must have gone there in your confessions before he will take you there. Today you are going to make some declarations. Oh, you are going to speak some word into your future. Because words are spirits, they don't die. Don't be moved by your emotions. Be moved by the Holy Ghost. You read on social media, this marriage break, that marriage break, that marriage break. your emotion will move you to say, ah, oh God, even a pastor marriage. What concerns me about a pastor marriage that broke? What's my own? As a matter of fact, I wasn't banking on my calling to make my marriage work. Because a great marriage is not a union between a pastor and a pastor missus. Spirituality has nothing to do with marriage. You can speak in tongues in church lower. In marriage, I will tell you what works there. So God said, I will take them to where they have been. Some of us have watched old movies so much that old movies have formed a picture in our head about marriage. It has affected our perspective about marriage. You'll be watching a movie, you'll be doing hey, yeah, to their love story. Hey, yeah, hey, what a beautiful story. Hey, yeah, hey, yeah. You will do hey, yeah, until you forget that that storyline is not biblical. And then you will bring that mentality to the church. And you see, you are not getting results because you are following the ways of the other kingdom. In this kingdom, it is our president that instituted marriage. And he gave us a manual. I'm not asking you not to watch a movie. Oh. But I'm telling you that meeting somebody today, scene one, he met the lady. The guy was coming like this. The guy too was coming there. Jack, B. They will not do like this. Marriage is more than that. She's the definition of everything I want in a woman. You are seeing her for the first time in your life. And she's the definition of everything you want. Daniel, God will bless you. Thank you. That's why I can never stop praying for you. I can't. Because you are one person or one of the people. I know God has other children he's using. That God is using to help us put the head of our youth right. Because like I said to you some months ago, the voice of social media is loud and consistent. Very loud though. Thank God, God has raised another voice that is consistent like this. Because if you are not hearing the truth, before you know, you'll be following the lie. Praise the Lord. They meet today after they jam. And they raise their head up. The next sin is a sex sin. Abby? Is that not what we see on our TV stations? And the next sin, they are preparing for wedding. Isn't it? And then you bring that to the church. And that takes me to the second point. Number two, sexual purity. On your own and do this research. Ladies that are waiting for that are not married, that want to be married and are not married, go and ask them the reason why they are not married. I am privileged by God to be mentoring a large number of ladies. They will tell you one of the reasons is because there are no brothers in the church that are willing to wait till marriage. That is what I hear every day. Mama, he broke up because I said no to sex. He's our Sunday school teacher. He's our assistant music director. He's an altar minister. That is one of the major problems in the body of Christ. But I know God is raising people from YMR. That we change the narratives. In the name of Jesus. But it's there in the scriptures. Hebrews 13:4. Marriage is honorable among all, and the bed undefiled. But fornicators and adulterers, God will judge. Now, my question is, do they read their Bible? Fornicators and adulterers. Fornicators, those who have sex without being married. Adulterers, those who have sex outside of their marriage. Bible says God will judge. That means it's a sin, isn't it? Okay, let's see another scripture. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 3 to 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 3 to 4. God's will is for you to be holy. God's will. To stay away from sexual sin. That each of you will control his own body and live in holiness and honor. If that is not enough, let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man do is without the body. But he that commit fornication sin against his own body. So, how come? Now, this is not a matter of you having... This is not a matter of you falling into sin. This is you saying, I do not believe in sexual abstinence. And you are in church. This is not a matter of you being weak sexually. No. This is you contesting the word of God, rebelling against the word of God, and say, no, I do not agree. So many ladies have had their relationship ended because the brother said they could not wait. They are here. But this is scriptures I've just read to you. Sexual purity is a weapon. You tell yourself, Lord, I will wait till marriage. I know God is raising those men here. Men that will teach other men. Men that will lead other men. Ladies that will lead other ladies. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. People that will stand up and say, I refuse to be a slave to my emotions. I refuse to be a slave to my passion. I am going to allow the Holy Spirit to take hold of me. Sexual purity is a weapon. You know why? If you start having sex in courtship, there's every tendency that he's not going to marry you. And then even if he marries you, it is certain that you will not be enough for him. That's the reason why today's adulterers were yesterday's fornicators. There is something that abstinence built in you as a man and as a woman. He has learned to cross the line in his conscience when he started having sex with you in marriage, in courtship. By the time he gets into marriage, he cannot wait. You will not be enough. Because waiting is not only in courtship, there is also waiting in marriage. When she is pregnant and is a delicate pregnancy, you will wait. Mothers, am I correct? When she puts her bed, you will wait, isn't it? So if you have not learned waiting, you see in marriage, you will go and learn it. That's why you see a lot of people cheating on their spouses. I've told you about being intentional about your life. intentional about your life. Don't bring the world into the church. We have our lifestyle. In this kingdom, we don't have sex before marriage. In this kingdom, I am not talking about the other kingdom, but in this kingdom, we don't use what we have to get what we want. Please give me my slippers. I don't want to use this again. Did you hear me? We don't use what we have to get what we want. We use what is right to get what we want. In this kingdom, we use what is right to get what we want. So you're not going to say, my lecturer said he's going to fail me if I don't allow him to sleep with me. I'd rather fail than lose my destiny. Sir, take the grade, I take my destiny. Sir, take the mark, I take my destiny. The difference between Joseph and Reuben is the fear of God. The two of them are the children of the same father. And there is a DNA problem in that family. They always sleep with the wrong woman. Their great-grandfather slept with his maid. Their grandfather missed it. He escaped. Their father slept with all his own maid. Next level. Judah slept with his son's wife. Reuben slept with his father's. Now, the same demon came for Joseph. In this family, we always sleep with the wrong women. Sleep with your master's wife. When we sleep with the wrong women, we lose our destiny. Oh yeah, Potiphar's wife. Come. This one must not take the throne. Hey! There is a DNA problem in that family, sir. They always sleep with the wrong woman. Their great-grandfather slept with his maid. Isaac escaped. Jacob could not. Jacob took it to the next level. He slept with the two maids. Judah took it to the next level, his son's wife. Reuben took it to the next level, his father's wife. The damn devil came for Joseph. Reuben missed authority and prosperity by sleep. Ash! Authority and prosperity is meant for the firstborn. Reuben missed it. God said, for every firstborn must carry double authority and prosperity. Reuben missed it, sir. Reuben missed it. God said, the center of authority will not depart from the clan of Judah, but for 10 generations, he will come out for sleeping with his son's wife. 10 generations were shut out. That sex you are joking with. Shebi is just sex. Yes. So that same demon came for Joseph. Bible says that the woman began to flirt with her, with him. So sometimes, Mrs. Potiphar, we come to where Joseph is cleaning television, tie wrapper, and pretend as if she fell. The rapper will fall. Say, ouch! Joseph will turn back. Joseph will not even say sorry. Because the Bible did not ask you to speak in tongues. He said, flee. As prayer is, God said, I know what I create in you. Sexual emotion is fireful. Don't pray. Flee. don't need to impress her. What will she think? Whatever she likes, let her think. Flee. Another time, Mrs. Potiphar will come before Joseph. He will wear crop top. This one that's the... She will not pretend to bend down. One breast will not come out. Joseph will look and turn back. The woman said, he now brought a full-blown seduction. This one he heading. His clothes. You must lay with me. Motifoju so, motifenu so, motifori so. The Bible says he took the shirt. Joseph said, how can I do this great sin? How can I do this wicked thing and sin against God? The God he did not see, but that his father told him of. He said, take my shirt, I take my destiny. Take my shirt, I take my destiny. Stop joking with sexual emotions. You are trading your destiny. If you love me, you will allow me to have sex with you. It's the biggest scam of the century. Babalala ni lori ro. Iro babalai. Sex doesn't prove love. But sex and love are not children of the same father. Love is character. They didn't hear. Love is what? Commitment, sacrifice, dedication. That's what love is. Sex is fun, pleasure. That's what sex is. Don't joke with it. If it was not dangerous, the devil will not come for Joseph. He said, Reuben, you are my firstborn, the beginning of my strength, excellency of dignity, and excellency of power. But thou shalt not excel. Because you could not delay gratification. For his time. Sexual sin. Run. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. He said, run from fornication. He didn't say pray. He said, run. If that lady, anytime that lady comes around you, bros, you notice that anytime he comes around you, there's a way your body is doing you. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 4. He says, control your own body. Holy Ghost won't help you. Oh, by yourself, carry your body. Baby, yeah. Carry your body and leave that place. Excuse me. He broke up because you said no to sex. It's his loss. It's his what? He will find a man like him. He won't find a woman like you. Hear me. Even if that relationship will break, let it break with your dignity intact. Your self-esteem in place. Not, you use me and dump me. And see, let's come as in marriage. There is no award for the person that first got married. I've never seen them doing award for people that got married early. They don't catch late comers. If he's going, let him go. It's your loss. That's why you see, even after he's married, he's still writing you. Ah, Shalewa, I wish I did not leave you. Hallelujah. Keep your dignity. I am not a slave to my passion. I am not a slave to my emotions. I will wait till marriage. I will wait. I will wait. And you must be intentional about what you feed your eyes with. Social media, that place, the devil makes business. So that guy is intentional about what you see. That's why you keep seeing it. Everywhere you open, it is sexual content. Magazine, newspaper, television, adverts. One day I saw a naked lady stood beside a refrigerator. They are making advert of a fridge. What's the correlation between nakedness and fridge? You know why? The devil knows that nakedness is a weapon, especially in this end time. That's why they will test you to send your naked body, send your boob, send your bum bum. And that's why married men, you always receive it too. They will send it to your phone. You just open phone, bah, ha. Because they know that when you see anybody, anytime, anywhere you see nakedness, when you're there, you always, have you noticed? When you do that, you give it a second look. It's intentional. You too, you must be intentional about what you feed your eyes with. Because there are two gates to your mind. Your eyes gate and your ears gate. Anything you see goes to your mind. Anything you hear. And when it gets to your mind, it creates your thoughts. You begin to think about it. You begin to think about it. From your thoughts, it creates your feeling. You discover that you begin to feel funny. From your feeling, it creates your decision. Because you have not tamed it. It creates your decision. Your decision will create your action. Your repeated actions forms your character. And your character determines your destiny. From what you saw and what you heard. And finally, before I leave and I ask you to make declarations, my time is up. I want you to learn character. Ask B. Daniel. I'm an advocate of character. Daniel will come to my husband. Papa, I want anointing. I want to carry anointing. I want to heal. I want to pray for people that will be healed. My husband will say, Daniel, you don't need anointing. You need character. He said, Papa, what do you mean? I want to be anointed. He said, you need character. When character comes before anointing, anointing is sustained. When character comes before the anointing is sustained. That was the difference between Samson. The story of Samson. He was anointed. A man who was anointed that lacked character. He lost the anointing and lost his life. I was talking about marriage. In marriage, it is character. Pastor Nifemi and Pastor Daniel, it is character. The two of them. Me and my husband. What is the character of marriage? The Bible says every woman should what? Submit. And the man should what? Love. Character. They talk to you, you get angry. Nobody can correct you. Even Mary, sir. Sir, when the angel came to Mary and said, Mary, you will give birth to a son. He will be the savior of the world. He pointed her to Elizabeth. Even though you are carrying the Savior, go and submit to Elizabeth. He said, Elizabeth is pregnant with 6 months. Go there. And Mary stayed for 3 months until Elizabeth gave birth. No wonder she was able to push without a nurse. She had learned. You think God throw people up? Is it not God that took him to Elizabeth? You don't know God. You don't know God. You don't know God. God said, go and stay. That lady stayed with Elizabeth for 3 months. 3 plus 6. How many months does a woman give birth? So she saw how Elizabeth pushed. Ah, when you allow yourself to be mentored, your journey will be faster than that of your mentor. Young generation, submit. Tell your neighbor, say submit. Be calming down. What are you glad that you are beings? What are you glad that you are beings? If you saw burning bush, are you the first person to see burning bush? Calm down and allow yourself to be mentored. Allow yourself to be corrected. Allow yourself to be scolded. It is forming you. It is making you a better woman. Your mother corrects you, want to get married so that you can leave a house. Our wahala is too much. When your husband starts his wahala, we'll see where you will go. Your stepmother is troubling you. Stay and learn. Learn how to absorb. Learn capacity. Learn how to stretch. Learn how to forgive. You will need it where you are going. I used to be very stingy, Daniel. I used to be very stingy. I don't share what I have. When I was on campus, God took stinginess away from me. He brought a lady that was very rich. Come and live with me. It doesn't drop one naira. God will say, you must never ask her for money. Cook and give her. That one too will come, enter kitchen, eat. Your father is a millionaire. You will be coming from Lagos. You will not bring anything. God said, you must not ask. She stayed for 4 months, ate my food. I didn't ask. God was draining me of stinginess because of where he was taking me to. You are going to be a mother of nations. You cannot afford to be stingy. I'm bringing a lot of people under you. You will feed them and take care of them. This attitude will limit you. I'm getting that place you are is a setup for a step up. You think you have a problem. That's why you have been praying. God seems to be quiet. Don't have a problem. God is setting you up for greatness. Go through your university with joy. There is something God is doing. There is something God wants to do. There are things you want to get out of your life. And until he gets them out, some of you are not married now. It's not the devil. There is no demon in your father's house. It is God. God has just... He said, Elijah, stay here. Stay at Brook Sherry. Stay. Stay here. There's some of you, God is the one saying, stay here. Stay. But you don't want to stay. Social media generation. Sharp, sharp generation. Ha! See, young man has blow. Me too, I must blow. God is the one that has kept you there. Learn everything he wants you to learn. Take everything he wants you to take. Character. Character. What keeps two people together in marriage is character. Anointing is good, but without character in marriage, na alliance. Character. The man is kind. When you have a man, look at this man. There is nothing you tell Daniel. You correct him. You will not see today. As great as God has lifted him and still lifting him, you correct him, he will say, yes, ma. Utigboma. Mashima. That is the reason why I'm still in his life. He knows me. That's the reason I'm still in his life. I don't stay with arrogant people. You correct him. I'll say, Daniel, I saw something. I don't think you should have done it like, hey, okay, mama. Thank you, ma. He listens. So before I tap, be Daniel, I tap anointing. I tap anointing. By when tapas. I tap anointing. Before you tap, you need to understand the price behind the anointing. serve, be patient. Stay in that place God has put you. Under your pastor, stay there. Don't leave. Some of you want to leave that department. Don't leave. Stay there. I know your departmental head, he's very tough. Stay there and learn. Learn patience. Learn love. Learn forgiveness. Learn endurance. Hallelujah. And finally, prayers. And that's what you have been doing. Prayer. Praying. Don't joke with prayer. For a glorious marital life. Prayers. And today I want to invite declarations into your future. I want you to speak into your future and say, my marriage is a blessing. My marriage is a testimony. I enjoy my marriage. I marry right. I am blessed. My marriage is blessed. My children are blessed. My wife is blessed. My husband is blessed. Make declarations. Speak into your future. Speak, 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 speak. It will not die. Speak into your future. My marriage is a blessing. I enjoy my marriage. My marriage is a testimony. My children are blessed. My husband is blessed. I do not have regrets in marriage. I marry right. Are you speaking into your future? I am blessed. I'm not a slave to my passion. I'm not a slave to my passion. I will obey instructions. I will listen to my mentors. I will make good choices. Declare, 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 declare. I will not see my mate and hide. I will not see my mate and hide. My marriage is a testimony. I refuse to be disappointed. I refuse shame. I shall be celebrated. Declare, make declarations into the future. I will not make mistake. I will not fall. Make declarations into the future. I do the right thing. I will not fall. I will not miss it in marriage. My container will not crack. I refuse a crack container. I refuse a crack container. I am an example of believers. In the name of Jesus. Larema Santo Kayana Mashande. Lepro Soto Legelebosh. In the name of Jesus. Speak into your future. Speak into your future. Say, Lord, I stand for sexual purity. I stand for sexual purity. I stand for sexual purity. I receive grace. I receive. receive grace. Labro shatayanama. I receive grace for sexual purity. In Jesus' name we have prayed. When we close our eyes, I want to pray for a set of people here. You are in a relationship that violates your body. You have tried all you could to get out, but you just discover that you keep going back. You know it is wrong to be with this lady. You know it is wrong to be with this guy. He sleeps with you. He abuses you. He does all kinds of things to you. You are there. You want to come out. But each time you take a step out, you take four steps back in. I want to pray for you. If you are here, all eyes closed, don't come out. Raise your hand wherever you are. I want to pray for you. You want to come out. We want to break you free from every soul tie with that wrong person. Lift up your hand above your head. Let me pray for you. Lift up your hand. Lift up your hand all over this place. Lift up your hand. I'm going to pray for you above your head. Lift it above your head. If you are lifting your hand, make it above your head. You are receiving power. We have come here to contact power. The Bible says there is a power to do. There is a power to do. There is a power to do. I want to release that power upon you. Lift up your right hand, everybody. Wherever you may be, if you are that person, you want to come out, but you are unable to come out. Lift up your right hand. Father, look at them. Wherever they may be right now, I pray for them. The power to come out of that entanglement. Receive it in the name of Jesus. The power to come out of that cage. The power to come out of that trap. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Come out by the Spirit of God. Come out by the power of God. I break that soul tie in the name of Jesus. I break that soul tie in the name of Jesus. You are free now. In Jesus' name. And you are not going back. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And finally, thank you. Finally, you want to get married. P. Daniel said, I read on Instagram, that God is going to give us a lot of marital breakthrough in this YMR 2021. Your wedding is 2022. Come out. Your wedding is 2022. Come. You don't have anybody in your life now. But in 2022, YMR, you are coming as a married woman and as a married man. Yarabako Shatalia Maskanda. Pastor Nifemi, come. I want us to do this together. The God who made us wives, we make these ones wives. Lande bro shata. In Jesus' name. God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. God's servant said that there will be marriage breakthrough in YML 2021. I read it on Instagram. He said it, that one of the major miracles in this year's YML is supernatural weddings. Next year, 2022, you are coming as a married woman. You are coming as a married man. There are some of you here, you have fixed wedding dates, and since the day you fixed it, all door of finance just close. That is what they call Holy Ghost sponsor my wedding. I am sure Nifemi too has that testimony. Holy Spirit sponsoring wedding. So whatever your situation is today, get ready. La brocha taya na makosha. Legede broso tolia masata ya na 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 na. Ega da brasata ya da gada brocha. Please, can you give Nifemi a microphone? Please give her. Maraba soto leke ye ne mosha. Brakata ya da basonde legede. Ebrakata ya na 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 makosha ta. Barika sate ye ne mashanda. Look, these people are before you. Maraba soto legede. Yekele dele mosota igada yana na makoto e baragada basondo leke yana bosh barada gada bosh. Lord, we agree. Lord, we agree. Lord, we agree. Lekata yana na na na. But on behalf of your children, I agree with your servant. Leketa yana na na na. Barakata yada gada ibakata yada gada. Barakata yada kayada. Lord, Riamasata, let the heavens be open over these ones. Let the heavens be open. 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 Riakata yadada. Eriakasata yadada. Baraka yada. We push them into marriage. We push them into marriage. We push them into marriage. We push them into their 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 marriage. Holy Ghost sponsor their wedding. Holy Ghost sponsor their wedding. Every door of finance that I've closed, I join my faith with that of God's servant. We command that door to open. Let the door of money for that wedding open. In the name of Jesus. We pray for you. The wisdom to take your courtship to marriage. It's not only prayer, there is wisdom. Receive wisdom. Receive wisdom. We agree in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. You are coming to YML 2020 married. So shall it be. In Jesus' name. Celebrate Jesus and take your seat.
Thank you for listening to this message. We hope you have been instructed and inspired by the Spirit of God.
Don't forget to share and subscribe to get notifications for more messages and videos.
God bless you.